reading from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 36. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my just decrees. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, by the death and resurrection of your Son, you cleansed our hearts and put a new spirit within us. Grant that all who are brought to newness of life in the fellowship of the body of Christ may show forth in their lives what they confess with their lips. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father, through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The word of God for this devotion comes to us from the reading from Ezekiel chapter 36. Have you given your heart to Jesus? This is a common question from our Baptist or non-denominational neighbors. Very pious sounding, but completely heretical as the Bible teaches conversion. Our Baptist and non-denominational neighbors teach that you cooperate in your conversion, either by beginning it or completing it by deciding to follow Jesus. But the Bible speaks against this, especially as we look at these words from the prophet Ezekiel. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. Conversion is completely one-sided. To use the theological term, it is monarchical. God, as the King of creation, converts you. Listen again to his words. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. Every action is done by God. God converts the sinner. The sinner cannot convert himself. Jesus tells the parable of the fig tree to show this truth. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answered, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then, if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." Jesus makes his case for your conversion through the simple words of this parable. God looked throughout the world, especially before sending the flood, and finds no righteousness whatsoever. No fruit on the tree he had planted. He ordered the entire world to be destroyed. Through Jesus' intercession, Noah and his family were spared and found favor in God's sight. God allowed the tree to stay, to give another chance for fruit. Jesus cultivated the tree through the prophets, giving warning after warning. And then the next year's harvest came. Jesus himself came into the world. He came himself not to see if he could find fruit. He knew he would find none. Finally, he cultivated the tree with his own blood. He laid himself down at the root of the tree to save the tree. Cultivating the tree with his blood, the fruit begins to show. Average blue-collar people flocked to him. The white-collar crowd wanted nothing to do with him. He was against their establishment. He spoke out against them because they were causing his tree not to bear fruit. Jesus laid down his life, buried himself at the root of the tree, and generated great growth. The tree still stands today. You and I are the fruit of the tree, fruit with God's new heart and new spirit. A heart not of stone, a heart with the flesh of Christ, a spirit not of timidity and fear and anarchy, a spirit of power and love and self-control. Jesus' heart and spirit has filled faithful men and women throughout the scriptures. Hebrews 11 has the faithful's hall of fame, from Abel to Enoch, from Noah to Joseph, from Moses to the judges. Faithful men and women have been found to bear God's righteous fruit from time to time. Paul speaks of this in the epistles. Moses was found faithful in God's house, baptizing the children of Israel into God's glorious cloud and the Red Sea. The scriptures contain the stories of fruitlessness because we need examples of God punishing the rebellious. Why? You are rebellious. You seek to do things your own way. So did the Israelites at the bottom of Mount Sinai. But Jesus seeks out the rebellious, those who produce no fruit of their own, so that he may make them fruitful. He cultivates your rebellious heart with his death and resurrection, turning it from stone to flesh, flesh after his own flesh. Flesh he took on so you might bear fruit. And this is his desire for you. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. Jesus wants you to bear fruit, fruits of righteousness, fruits of repentance, fruits that understand that you are no better than any other sinner. Not the Galileans whose blood Pilate mingled with their sacrifices, not the 18 killed when the Tower of Siloam fell, not even the person sitting next to you. Jesus gives the same warning to your stony heart he gave to the Jews standing around him. Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. But Jesus has given you the opportunity to repent. He gives you an entire season to repent. Jesus gives you Lent, a time for repentance, a time for celebration. We can sit and wallow in self-pity, but we know that Easter is right around the corner. whether the Easter tomorrow morning or the final Easter where you can be assured that you will be there when the roll is called up yonder. You have this assurance because Jesus has given you a new heart and a new spirit, a heart and spirit eager to listen as he proclaims you righteous, a heart and spirit equipped to serve. Jesus has done it all, cultivating your stony heart with the blood he shed on the cross, blood that beats from his victorious heart. A victorious heart he has given you. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it. Let the field exult, and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness, and the peoples in his faithfulness.